On January 18th, if you tried to look something up on Wikipedia, you were out of luck. Likewise, if you tried to get your daily dose of news on therawstory.com or see what was being shared on reddit.com. Other sites, like Craigslist, posted prominent roadblocks on their main pages with calls to action to stop SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, which has been hotly debated since late last year when Congress introduced it as a way to shut down sites that illegally share copyrighted or trademark content. You might think SOPA isn't your fight, but as usual, it's time to read the fine print. SOPA would allow big money interests to bully smaller sites into removing any content they deem objectionable. It could put some completely out of business. Did you create a piece of art that you put up for sale on Etsy that features Coca-Cola's logo? Coke could demand not only that Etsy take your designs down, but also that payment processors stop doing business with a popular DIY site altogether. And under SOPA, payment processors would have little choice but to agree. True internet piracy is a problem. There should be some recourse to protect trademarked and copyrighted work, but giving big business the broad power to make demands that could shut down small internet entrepreneurs, arts incubators, and blogs is not the way to do it.